Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.
And welcome to the Commish's Draft Buzz, as we do have some buzz coming out around the draft. Today, Cam Newton and Ryan Mallett both having their pro days. And we'll get you some recaps, of course, on Twitter, twitter.com/commish620WDAE. Ryan Mallett has already run when I'm recording this podcast. Ran a 5.3740, so that's not good news. He's not known for his speed, but boy, that is a definite lack of speed. I'm guessing that defensive coordinators all across the country would love the game plan for a statue like that back there. Today I want to focus on Cam Newton, though, and the number one overall pick, the Carolina Panthers. A lot of news coming out that the Panthers are eyeing and could possibly go with Cam Newton with the first overall selection. The first bit of news we got was that Ron Rivera was heading to Auburn to watch their pro day, but not to watch Nick Fairley. Apparently, Nick Fairley's not even in the discussion now for the Panthers with the number one overall selection. That Ron Rivera, their head coach, was heading to Auburn to watch Cam Newton work out, and that Cam Newton is leading the charge right now to be the number one overall selection. The Charlotte Observer, Darren Gant, who was there, the Panthers beat writer for the Charlotte Observer, predicts that the Panthers will indeed go with Cam Newton, stating that, of course, all the smoke, where there's smoke, there's fire, and, of course, that the Panthers were so locked in on Andrew Luck. Once Luck decided he was going to go back to school, they had already decided, the Panthers, that is, that they do need another quarterback, that they do have issues at the quarterback position. It's always a risk waiting till next year because something fluky happens. You end up with the second pick. You missed out on Andrew Luck, the guy you were targeting. You can never look towards next year. If there's a quarterback there that you like, it's a quarterback-driven league. You have to have a franchise quarterback if you want to win consistently in the NFL, and the Panthers don't have that right now. Now, the question is Cam Newton that franchise quarterback? He's got all the talent in the world. He's big, he's strong, he's athletic, he's got a strong arm, he's a leader, he dealt with adversity in college, just a lot of things that are going in the favor of Cam Newton. That's not saying he doesn't have question marks. The question for the Panthers is whether or not Cam Newton's reward outweighs his risk. I think he's got a ton of upside. I think he's not Vince Young. He's got a much better delivery. I think he could improve his footwork as a quarterback. His footwork, if he gets better footwork and better coaching in the NFL, better footwork will lead to better accuracy as a quarterback. Another thing when you talk about Cam Newton is obviously the off-the-field issues. Can you rely on him? Well, he did win a national title at the 1AA level, then moved up to Auburn, won a national title with them. He's a leader. And I think when you look at what Carolina needs, they need something to inject life into their team, and it starts at the quarterback position. It is a little surprising that Ron Rivera would come in as a defensive-minded coach and not go defense with his first pick. But when you look at the top of this draft, we're seeing Daquan Bowers with the injury issues start to slip a little bit until he proves that he's 100%. And, you know, it could come down to Daquan Bowers versus Cam Newton. And if Daquan Bowers goes out to his pro day on April 1st, proves to be 100% healthy, and checks out okay by the doctors, maybe you do see Daquan Bowers be the number one overall pick. But right now, injury concerns are with him. Nick Fairley has fallen. Marcell Dareus hasn't reached that number one status quite yet. And Robert Quinn is kind of up and down. Very athletic, maybe more explosive than Daquan Bowers, but maybe not as balanced against the run as Daquan Bowers is. So I think right now you look at it, if Cam Newton is the pick, the Panthers need to go all in with it. Everyone needs to be in agreement with this, because when you take a franchise quarterback number one, everyone has to agree with it. If they don't, they will continue to have problems in Carolina. The Commish's inbox is tomorrow. I need your questions. Commish at 620wdae.com. You can email them there. Or, of course, you can post them on my Facebook page, facebook.com/fairandjust. Or, of course, you can tweet to me anytime you'd like. That's at twitter.com, my handle, commish620wdae. We've got a mock draft coming out on Thursday. We've got a position breakdown. The corners and safeties coming out on Friday. It's all right here at JoeBucksFan.com.
Be fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.